On Thursday, May 19th, the Public Assembly on the Future of the Hôtel Dieu will bring together hundreds of Montrealers with a vision for the future of the site. The Hôtel Dieu is a historic building located at the intersections of Rue Pines and Saint-Urbain-de-Plateau. Since 2013, many community organizations such as the Women's Center of Montreal, the Coalition Communautaire Milton Park, the Old Brewery Mission, and many more have been working together to prevent the privatization of the Hôtel Dieu and urge public authorities to use the building for social and community purposes. Théo Rouette, one of the volunteers for the Coalition Milton Park, describes the project to us.
This project is centered on Hôtel Dieu property. So Hôtel Dieu property, to situate it, it's between Park Avenue, Duluth, and Pin and Saint-Urbain. If you visualize this area, it's a really huge piece of land. Currently, there are an hospital, a museum, and a nuns and a place for nuns. The place is going to close next year, 2017. And the whole issue is to grab the land for a coalition of organizations of the plateau, including the Milton Park community, which is, by the way, the biggest housing cooperative in Canada that is situated just next to McGill. And therefore, the idea of the project is to take this land from the government, I mean, to have an agreement where they would give the land to the community, and then to develop a number of projects. So this project would range from social housing to student residences to urban agriculture to arts exhibitions and galleries to small businesses, and also to recreate a public space and a green space for people to reinteract with the area and also to dynamize this land.
The goal of the project is to put this building in the hands of local communities and create services that would directly benefit Montrealers. Dimitri Roussopoulos, one of the organizers of the assembly, tells us more about it.
We want to make available decent housing for the homeless, decent housing for Indigenous people who live in the area of Montreal. We want to establish a lot of social housing, especially cooperatives with green roofs. These would be new buildings. We want to have urban agriculture installed on this land. We want to plant many, 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 many trees on this land, which has a lot of asphalt on it. And we want it, of course, to be community controlled. In other words, the land, we would like it to be owned by the people, the partners who develop all this.
So far, the reaction of public authorities seems to be quite positive. As Dimitri pointed out, the Hôtel Dieu is a historic site that the City of Montreal primarily wants to preserve for cultural purposes.
They are primarily interested in preserving that part of Hôtel Dieu that belongs to a religious order of nuns, and they want to take all of that over. Plus the private garden, huge private garden of 13,000 square meters that the nuns were using privately for themselves. And the city wants to turn that into a public park. And they want to also, I suppose, work with the community to establish social housing in a large parking lot.
Because it's a hospital, because it's a historical place, and because it's such a large piece of land, many officials are involved and must show their agreement. So for the moment, for example, recently this plan of the coalition has been presented to the Minister of Health, Mr. Barrett, and he has showed support and said that this plan was the best plan he has seen for the land. In other words, no other initiative have had the same impact and same effect. So that is the first sign. A good sign, good support. Then there is also the mayor, who has been akin to the project. However, it's not an official position.
However, the support of local authorities is the result of a large social mobilization effort orchestrated by the main associations involved in the project.
We've met with the Minister of Health. We've met with representatives of the Ministère de la Métropole, which is a ministry that is responsible for the entire Montreal area, and with the mayor of Montreal, and they've all been very sympathetic to our architectural plans and our vision of this magnificent urban development vision that we have.
Even if there is some political support for the Hôtel Dieu community project, the battle is not won yet. This is why the assembly that will be taking place on Thursday is absolutely crucial.
Now, to have the government agree to give this land, we have to show the politicians that are responsible for the decision that the McGill and the resident community, the people of the area, the people of the plateau, Montreal, is determined and want this to happen. So this is why we put a lot of emphasis on this event. It's because the more people come, the more chance we have to realize this project. Hopefully, some rumors are to saying that the mayor could come, Denis Coderre. There will be representative from his council, and therefore there will be, the word would be passed out to him directly.
It's going to be quite exciting. We're going to have a lot of visual information and a lot of discussion, and the architects are going to speak about our vision, the architectural component, and we're going to give a progress report to all people present, and we're going to engage with all interested citizens and ask them to collaborate with this exciting project.
So there will be two main phases. First one is you will have speakers that will explain what is the idea, what is the project, and that will be followed by a question period where all people here could ask their question to the people organizing this coalition. And so it will last approximately 2 hours as a whole and 1 hour for each of the parts.
After the assembly, the task ahead of the different groups involved in the project will be to continue mobilizing supporters and political authorities to ensure the implementation of the project.
Well, the next step is we're going to also be meeting with representatives of the federal level of government, because the new Liberal government has established its intention to give more money for cooperative and social housing. So this is a new budget that they are that they have announced. And then there is a major Crown corporation called Central Housing and Mortgage Corporation that are responsible for a lot of the social housing that takes place in Canada.
If put in practice, the Hôtel Dieu project would have an incredible impact in the local community, but would also become an emblematic example of successful local mobilization.
If you check the map of Montreal, it's a huge square. So the first thing is all Montreal communities will be influenced in some way or another, whether they benefit from the services that are going to happen there, whether they want to get involved, whether they... All this kind of aspects, since it's really the aim is to create a dynamic there. So all Montreal communities will, in one way or another, be impacted. So that's the first case. Second thing, this would create a huge influence on others to have similar projects on urban renewal aspect. And also, in a way, it's very important to develop this kind of project. Why? Because we don't want necessarily to become privatized and transform into condos. That would be highly socially exclusive to some people. That would place this place under a speculative regime. And therefore, the success of this story could show also to Montreal and beyond and other cities that it is possible to create another world where private poverty and speculation are not the main pillars, and that community-based activities, socially just, environmental issues and projects can occur if there is cohesion between the people, if they are organized, if they know what they are doing. And so to know what you're doing, you need to have some ad hoc projects and get inspired. So I feel this kind of projects can really, really first redynamize all the communities of Montreal in a way. Second, influence others beyond the Canada, Quebec, and beyond here, to have similar projects happen.
By now, you should be quite convinced that the place to be on Thursday the 19th is at the public assembly on the future of the Hôtel Dieu. To support Theo and Dimitri, as well as the hundreds of other volunteers involved in this project, you can come to the church Notre-Dame de la Salette, 3535 Park Avenue at 6:30. See you there!